Okay, so this week's parasha is Parshas Vayetzar. We're going to talk about finding a wife. What to look for in a wife. So in this week's parasha, we find a good barometer of how and who to look for and what to look for when finding your mate. So there are two types of avoda in the world of chesed that we can look at, and we really have to discuss and understand if we're going to look and to see the midot of Rivka. There's something called chesed and there's something called tzedakah, and they're two totally different midot or actions that a person can partake in. Tzedakah is need based. Tzedakah means that somebody comes to you and needs money, and you give them according to what they need. Hilchot tzedakah. Right? A person loses all of his money, he could have been a millionaire. And the halacha tzedakah would be that you should give him in order to put him back into the level that he previously was at. So tzedakah is what we call being memaleh chisaron, is trying to fill a void that the person once had. It's nothing to do necessarily with you, with the giver, as it more has to do with the receiver. Right? The person's coming to you. And the person needs you to give them money. So it's taloi, it's all dependent on the person, on the nitzrach, on the person who's in need, not necessarily on the person, the giver. It's always on the person who's benefiting. That is tzedakah. Rivka, we remember Eliezer, when he was sent out by Rav Ram to find a wife for his son Yitzchak, he wasn't looking for somebody who was falling under that category of tzedakah. Tzedakah, we don't only necessarily have to look at it as if the act of giving charity, but let's look at it as an act of a way of understanding or defining somebody's midot. There are people out there in this world that will give of themselves because somebody needs it to be done. I will go and help an old lady across the street, not because I really want to, because she needs it. That's called tzedakah. That's not called necessarily chesed. I'll explain what I mean in a moment. There's another totally different type of person, which is called a baal or baalat chesed. That is somebody who, because they want to give, they will seek out opportunities to give to others. Totally different from tzedakah. They're not going to wait for somebody to come over them to say, hey, can you give me $10? I'm low on cash today. And you're very nice if you give that $10. You don't have to. You're a very nice guy. But there's a totally different level of somebody that will go out to seek opportunities to help others. That is what Eliezer was looking for in a wife for Yitzchak. Totally different. That's called chesed. That's called Torah's chesed. That's how Klal Yisrael was started, from people who sought chesed. Not from people that were just helping others, but people who felt the need in themselves to go out and help other people. Totally different level. We first see that by Avraham in last week's parsha. Right? Avraham, although it was his third day after his Brit Milah, which we say based on the Gemara, it's based on also in the Torah, by Shechem, that it's the hardest day to recover, the third day, yet Avraham was outside looking for people to be machnes orchem, looking for people that he could bring into his tent to help feed and to give them to drink. And Hashem, the Chazal tell us, Hashem felt so bad, so he brought out a very, very hot day, a fiery sun to come out, that nobody would be outside, and yet Avraham was still standing there waiting for people to come, until Hashem said, okay, I have to bring malachim. Because I need to satisfy the desire that Avram had to do chesed. Because he was a baal chesed. A baal chesed means that's part and parcel of your DNA. That's something that you're always looking out to do. Not that just the opportunity comes away its way, but that you're looking for that opportunity. So when Avram says to Eliezer, you got to go out and find a woman from my son Yitzchak, the only natural thing that Avram would want to do was be to look for a girl who epitomizes that level of chesed. Not stucka necessarily, but chesed in its real sense. So Eliezer goes and he goes to the Ein HaMayim, he goes to the well, and he has this great idea. And he says, I'm going to look for a woman who's going to help me out. Now there are two types of chesed that we just discussed. There could be a woman that would be at stucka, right? Eliezer at this point could be a person in need, and then he got to the higher level of chesed, which he really was looking out for. So in the story, if we look deep into the words, we can find that Rivka shows herself as this Bala Chesed. Because what does she do? Eliezer comes, and he says, his plan is, Vayana Rasha Abayla Hatina Khadik Ve Khadik Veshtev Amra Shite Vikam Gamalecha Ashkeota Chachtel Abdachal Yitzchak. That's the woman Kiasita Chesed im Adoni. Right? So what are we asking for? So now the Eliezer goes and he says, I'm gonna know that Hashem did me a chesed. Right? Hayahu Tam, as soon as he says his prayer, Vine Rivka Yotzeit. So she comes out. The Chadal Shechma, she has the picture on her shoulder. Now what does she do? Here it starts the test. Drink. She takes off the kada, the jug, and she gives him to drink. She doesn't simply just, here, you need water? Here's some water. No. She goes the extra step. She does the chesed, she gives him to drink. She doesn't give him, she pours it for him. I also want to give your gemalim, which we know, this is a three-year-old girl at the time, and camels drink a lot. And so she says, I want to give your gemalecha eshav. Adam kilo till they finish drinking. Vatim my hair, she does it quickly. She goes again to the be'er, to the well. Vatishav the kol gemalav. She doesn't simply just give the one pitcher that she filled up. She goes again and again to fill constantly until all of the gemalim have drunk in their share. Vayish mishta'ela, he was totally surprised. He couldn't believe the chesed that this girl did. And that's why he knew right away that this is somebody that's miyuchad. This is somebody that's unique, somebody that's special. Because she's not simply a girl who wants to give tzedaka, but it's somebody that epitomizes chesed, exactly how Avraham Avinu epitomized his chesed. So he knew right away that this is the girl to look for and to pick. If we go back, and we think about the whole idea that Avram had Eliezer swear to him that he needed to find somebody from his own family, right? From the house of Lavan. Now why? He could have found a girl around where he lived. He could have found, right? Why did it have to be that he go to a house of Lavan? And even in that house, that Lavan was a wicked person. So what is he being marviach? What is he gaining by having Eliezer promise him that he's going to get a girl from a house who, anyway, the house is a bad house, bad parents. You don't want to have her. Why would he want to go from there? So I saw Rav Mizrachi has a sefer in Birchas Mordechai, I think, and there it says as follows. He says that you can have a girl, on the surface she could be a very nice girl. You could meet her, she could seem very, very nice, you could ask your friends about her and find out about her, everybody says she's a great girl. But there are girls and then there are great girls. There are girls who on the surface level can be very, very good, but then you have a different type of girl that when you really get to know them, and day in and day out, they show their constant chesed, that's a totally different level. When push comes to shove, not everybody is always going to be on the top of their game. Not everybody's going to be a balat midos that's going to be entrenched in them. There are two types of people. There are people that show it, and there are people that's in their DNA. Again, the type of Torah's chesed. So Avram knew that he needed to go within the family. Because it's, yeah, you're right, you could find nice girls elsewhere. But to find girls that are mamish in the DNA, part and parcel of them, of their whole essence, is to do chesed, it has to be coming from the family, from within Avram's family. And that's really an important lesson for us. You know, Mirz Hashem, a few years down the line, you guys are going to go out and try to seek the girl that you want for the rest of your life. And it's very important to put front and center a looking for a girl who's a Torah's chesed, a Baal's chesed, somebody that epitomizes, not just somebody that goes out there and when a job is needed, they go and complete the job. But it's going out there, finding somebody who is proactive because they want to have an innate need to go and help everybody else in Klal Yisrael. And this is something, you know, that you might think is crazy. But in many worlds, the worlds where that I live in, you have a situation where a guy and a girl meet and they go out 4 or 5 times and they get engaged and they get married 2 or 3 months later. And you think to yourself, that's impossible. How's that possible? Right? How could they don't even know each other? And you're right. They don't know each other really on a personal level. But as I've told you before, you don't really know anybody until you get married anyways. So you could date for 1 year and 2 years and you think you know the person, but when push comes to shove, right, and you're in the confines of a house or apartment, whatever, day in and day out, you don't really, really know if the girl is a Torah's chesed, a Baal's chesed, that every single day she's going to have an innate need to have the rotzen to do the chesed or not to do the chesed. So it's something you don't really know until afterwards. So why in certain circles they go out for 4 times, 5 times and they get engaged? They do a lot of research beforehand. And then the time that they spend together, which is a very limited time before they get engaged, they're speaking about very specific and important topics. And if they share the same beliefs and there's attraction, which you could see after 1 or 2 dates, so then they know that this is something that somebody that they would be interested in spending their lives with, right? But the point being is that the what's front and center is just knowing that this girl is a Baalat Chesed, the one who's seeking out to do Chesed. Once you know that, everything else will hopefully fall into place. If the difficulty is finding that girl, that Miuchad girl. But that was what the Torah is teaching us here by Rivka. This is exactly what Avram wants because that's what he epitomized and that's what he knew that he needed in order to birth the rest of Klal Yisrael. If it's going to be in our DNA, it's going to have to come from the top. And this is what we're known as the Gemara tells us, we're known as Gomlei Chasadim. Gomlei Chasadim means Gamal is an animal that retains a lot of water. Klal Yisrael is a nation that are gomlei chesed. They're always looking. There's so much in them to do chesed. They always want to do chesed. It's like a camel holding a lot of water. We hold a lot of opportunities. We're always looking for opportunities to be doing chesed. So something to keep in mind. Be'ezrat Hashem, a few years down the line, you go and you search out for that Rivka. Have a good Shabbos. That part.